Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. This is a broadcast where we focus on sharing real, actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live a big life. Our guest today is part of the Big Life series. Now, if this is your first time listening, I'm talking with people who are living life in a big way. When I say big, what I mean is they are dialed in to who they are, and they're living life using their gifts and talents, doing the things that feed their soul. Today's guest is Monique Pearson. Monique is a content and online visibility strategist for coaches, mentors, and consultants. She helps them get seen so they can get paid by leveraging their content through social media offers, repurposing, and creating free offers. Welcome, Monique.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I can't wait for listeners to hear your story. So I asked you to come on Dialed In because, well, frankly, you're masterful at pulling out the greatness in people. Every time I talk with you, there are things that you showcase about my content or my approach to my content that makes me better. And that's a skill set that not everyone has. What is remarkable is that you figured out how to use this strength of yours to serve others and make a significant impact. You're living big and you're helping others live big too. So I have to ask you, have you always been able to use your strengths this way?
Actually, no. I struggled for most of my life trying to find my way. I always knew and I always believed that everyone has a purpose, but somehow or another, I just thought that purposes revealed themselves to you automatically. Mm-hmm. Like it just, you know, came as the clouds opening up and the angels singing, and it's like, here's your purpose. And that's not how life happens. For majority of people, it is a journey. You discover your purpose in pieces. And so I think that once I had learned that later in life, when I say later in life, I was probably in my early 30s when I got so frustrated in not, you know, in just trying to figure that purpose out, that I just kind of threw my hands in the air and I said, you know what, like God, universe, like I'm done. I am done struggling with this. I'm just going to go and I'm going to live my life and I'm just going to follow my heart and do what I think is best. And I'm going to trust that if I'm really on the wrong path, that you're going to redirect me. And within, I would say, less than 6 months of doing that, all of a sudden some things started to reveal themselves to me and doors started to open up. And again, it didn't happen immediately. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's been about a 7-year journey and I'm just getting to a point where the layers are really peeling off and I'm starting to understand what I'm meant to do. And I think one of the biggest things that I would love for people to realize is that you get to decide what your purpose is. It's not something, I don't think, that's always fully predetermined. And for me, I waited on the sidelines waiting too long, figuring, okay, like I got, you know, the universe got to show me or God's got to show me what my purpose is. And the whole time, I think they were, you know, God's up there going, could you just make a decision, take an action step, do something, and then I can help you along the way. And when I started to do that, that's when things started to reveal themselves to me.
Can you share some things that you did to take action? Because obviously that's a big key. When you're moving forward, it's not just going to be something that just magically comes to you. Like you said, you've got to put forth effort. What does that look like?
So for me, some of the things that I had to do was I had to become very intentional about learning about myself and being honest with myself. I suffered from debilitating perfectionism. I mean, and when I say that, I mean, when I would write in a journal, if I made a mistake with a word, I didn't use white out because that was a sign that I made a mistake. I would literally rip the page out and start from scratch again. So I had to even acknowledge that I had that, I had that hindrance in my life, because to even admit it was a hard thing. And so I had to learn how to view myself with not judgment, but with some grace, and realize that I could change, taking those actions, right? Learning to be aware, you know, so that now when I write in a journal, I mean, it's so messy, I can't even understand it. It's kind of funny. And just taking those daily actions and realizing, oh, I have to rip, nope, don't have to rip the page out. Now I can use the whiteout. I don't have to grab the whiteout right away. Just keep writing. Oh, now I don't even need the whiteout. And it being aware in those actions. I think one of the biggest actions that I took was learning how to become the person that I was always meant to be. I found myself consistently struggling with trying to find out who I was, that it kept me in the past. It kept me on this exploration of, you know, ancient ruins and trying to dig for things that were buried, you know, for a reason to some degree. And what I realized was I get to choose who I want to be. My past doesn't determine it, so there's no point in trying to dig up the ancient ruins. In this moment, in this very day, who does my dream need me to be? And I can step into that person right now, in this moment. I get to decide who Monique is. It's not based on what other people's opinion is. Because let me tell you, people pleasing was a huge thing for me. Very, very, very huge thing. Because if people didn't approve of me, then that meant I wasn't accepted. And if I wasn't accepted, then that meant I wasn't loved. So, you know, that was a driving factor. And once I realized that, I was able to let go of a lot of the people pleasing and step into the person that I wanted to be. And taking that particular action, I think, is what became the launch pad of really finding my purpose.
Wow, I love that. The action piece just comes back over and over again. Can you describe what that looks like? Like, were there mentors that you engaged with? Were there programs you bought into? Were there books you read, studies you did? How did you even start?
So I started originally with books, and it was very purposeful that if they had questions in the, you know, there's some of those personal development books that are really great that have a lot of great questions in the back. I used to answer them just in my mind, but then I started to be very intentional of actually taking time to write them out and be intentional with thinking into that. And one of the very first books, not the first personal development book, I had read them most of my life, but the one that I became very intentional with was The 15 Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. That is kind of where I was like, that's it. I'm becoming intentional with my personal development, with my journey. And I started with that particular book. And then it did lead to programs and courses and different associations that I became part of. It became, it led to coaches and mentors that I had hired to help me in different stages of my journey. And what I had to be careful of is I'm a learner. For those of of your audience that know StrengthsFinders, learner is my top thing. So I can actually get stuck in learning and thinking that learning is an action. And learning is not the entire action. It is a part of the action step. And so I had to go from this constantly absorbing information to saying, okay, what do I take today? What is that, you know, that step? And that step's going to be different for everybody. But it always leads me back to, who does my dream need me to be today? And so I try to, anything that, you know, whether it's a coach, whether it's a program, whatever I'm doing, I try to center around those pieces. But a lot of those things helped me get to where I am today.
Boy, this is great. I have 3/4 of a page of notes here already, Monique. So this is really, really good. Question for you. Do you think that over time that it's okay if your purpose changes?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's something, I think the foundational piece of our purpose, I guess, you know, that heartbeat always kind of remains the same. How mm-hmm. we live it out, how we demonstrate it, I think can change. Mm-hmm. And I think that it I don't know if it specifically changes as much as it evolves.
Mm-hmm.
Each layer, right? Each action step we take brings more clarity. I used to hear that. Action brings clarity, mm-hmm. and I never understood that. I'm like, no, I've got to have all the stuff ahead of time before I take the action. And I think it was about a year ago, not this past summer, but 2018, when I really just made the decision that I was going to start taking a little, you know, more action in my business. And from that mm-hmm. action, more clarity came to me, and I was so shocked that clarity could actually come after I took a step of action. And mm-hmm. so I think that's what purpose really is that you're taking steps to what you feel you should be doing, and you might not hit the mark every single time, but at least that step brings you closer. And like I said earlier, while the heartbeat of your purpose will always remain the same, how you dress it up, how you demonstrate it, how you live it out may be different as you continue to take action.
Absolutely. I agree, totally agree with that. I think sometimes we just get caught up in, I have to find my purpose, and we think that purpose is one thing. I see that in my kids, and they're 13 and 15, and they're like, I just don't know what I want to be when I grow up, like that one title, that one role, that one thing. And I'm like, why don't you figure out who you want to be first, right? And then we'll focus on what you want to do with that. But let's be sure you know who you are first. And I think sometimes we miss that. It can kind of take us off course. I was doing a Facebook Live in one of my groups yesterday, and I talked about dreading Mondays and how for years I lived in a space where I would dread going to work, Monday or not. Literally, I used to cry before I went to work because I didn't realize that you could do something that fed your soul and be amazingly happy doing it. I didn't know that. So if anyone here is listening and you're stuck in a place where you're dreading going to work, then I want you to know there's other options. It doesn't have to be that way, right, Monique?
That's right. It doesn't.
Yeah.
And I love that piece, what you said, you know, figure out who you want to become. And I've learned that it's from our being that our doing takes place.
Oh, that's good.
People tend to think, well, if I do, I become. But it's not. It's your being that triggers everything that you do.
I love that. Wow. Sorry, I'm just taking notes. That's good. That's like a graphic or something. that needs to be on one of your teaching pages here, Monique. I love it. That's fabulous. Yeah, that's good. I love knowing about your journey, and I like your transparency when you talk about the struggle, because the thing is, I think it's easy for us to look outside at other people's highlight reels and you see, oh wow, look, they're doing so well, and here they're mentioned here and their face is there, and you know, there's a big process to get to that point, and nobody has it like perfect behind the scenes, and we all struggle. And so being real and sharing that hopefully can give listeners the courage, if you're in the journey, you're in the game, to keep going. And if you haven't started and you feel stuck, to take some action and move forward. Monique, is there anything else that you would share with people that either are thinking about pursuing their passion or are in the midst of it and are in struggle?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I encourage people to do is to be content with your starting point. Until you're able to embrace your starting point, you will always be sitting on go. You will always be stuck with where you're at. I think that too many times we look at where we are at and compare ourselves to where people are. Mm-hmm. And we should never judge our journey based on somebody else's destination. And that's what happens, is we look at all these people. So, you know, especially in an online space. So I love the online world. I love helping coaches get their message out. And what happens is we see all these other great names ahead of us, and we look at where we're at in our business and in our journey, and we compare it to where they're at. And what ends up happening is there's a couple things. One, we feel like we need to be where they're at right now. And we forget that they took action steps, and that where they're at now was not their starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a piece of their journey.
Right.
So that's why we have to be content to start where we're at. We have to be content with our starting point. And when we can embrace our starting point, it can become the launch pad of our journey.
Mm.
And so don't worry about where everybody else is at. Look at where you are and say, I'm willing to start here and take that next action. I think that's really key. And then, you know, it is easy to start comparing ourselves to other people. And I think there's a big difference of making sure that you're not, you know, yes, okay, it's good to look at where other, you know, what other people are doing from a perspective of learning, but not comparing. Mm-hmm. And so as you move forward, you're not going to get it right the first time. You're going to fail. And when I say fail, I mean, I had to learn how to, I guess, redefine what fail meant to me, because fail to me was just final. It was like the end of the world. Like I was not good enough if I failed. And I look at it now as failing is, you know, a little, just, if you miss the mark, so you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be inevitable in any journey. And so follow your heart, look at what your strengths are, look at what the things that you really love to do, and start moving towards those. And as you do, that's when some clarity is going to come. And then you take that action and you move towards that. And then more clarity is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as you keep moving forward, your purpose will be discovered in all those pieces.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Like your purpose almost becomes more clear in the process. You know, like you think you're going to just magically pull your purpose out of a hat and then just be able to go forward with it. It's like that's never how it's worked for me. In fact, I thought I knew a direction I was going, and then there's like a plot twist that's thrown in, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do that next. You know, and sometimes you find that's more rewarding than what you had originally planned. So, you know, the journey, enjoying the journey, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, too many of us are focused on the destination.
Right.
We don't enjoy the journey. And then what the challenge becomes is that we have it in our head that this is the destination, that this destination is the be all end all, like that is the arrival point. And what we miss along the way is a lot of the things that help us to get to that destination. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that destination is what other people expect from us, or what we think is the right thing, when really and truly, if we were to really follow our heart, it isn't. And there's a quote by Joseph Campbell that I love. It's something like, sometimes we've got to let go of the life that we've planned to have the life that's waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so while having a vision and a focus is great, I think it's key though, not to say that that's the only destination that you can ever go to, and then to allow the journey to take you where you need to go. And because it's in that process that you become the person you need to be in order to have the things that you want, which is what James Allen teaches, right? We don't get in life what we want. We get who we are. And that gap is what drives people up the wall, because they see what they want and they're so focused on the doing to get there that they're not realizing that they're not the person that they need to be in order to get to that place. And that's why being that person is so key.
Mm-hmm. Right. All your change starts on the inside. So you can do all the things, but if that's not the person that you are, the outcome isn't going to be the same. Absolutely. You said something that was a little bit of a trigger for me when you said, I'm probably not going to repeat it exactly like you said it, but you mentioned basically living a life from other people's expectations, like making sure that when you're seeking your purpose, this is your purpose and your journey. I can't tell you how many people I've been with as I worked in the senior living industry where I sat at their bedside, they're facing death, and they just have a list of all the things that they wish they would have done instead of the things they did. And not that it's like big regrets, but it's just like, it would go something like this. I've had a really good life, but I really always wanted to be a teacher, and I just never did that because I either had to get married or go to college. And, you know, my parents said I needed to get married. Or, you know, I always wanted to do whatever, and I didn't because, you know, fill in the blank with whoever others' expectations were, you know, your fear of criticism. And listening to that year after year after year and watching people's dreams die with them is why I'm talking to you. You know, it's why I have guests on that are living this out, because it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to, like, put your purpose to the side or cover up your purpose or not even find your purpose in you, but in other people. Like, your purpose is in you, and it's okay if your purpose looks different than what the people around you think it should look like, because it's not their life. This is your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think too, sometimes what happens, or what I have seen, is that we look at our life and we think, but I have a good life. Like, I should be really thankful for what I have. And if I want to go after something different, it almost means that I'm not grateful for what I have. And that's not necessarily the case. You can be grateful for what you have and still go after the things that you truly want. It doesn't mean that you're not grateful mm-hmm. for what you've been, you know, what you've gone through and what you currently have. And so I've seen a lot, especially women in that situation where they look at their life, they've had, you know, they've done, checked all the boxes off, and then they're like, well, I really feel like there should be more, but they're guilty about going after the more. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people would love to have what they have. And I just say, go after them more. It doesn't mean that you're not grateful.
Right. Absolutely. Wow. Good stuff, Monique. So I know that people are going to want to connect with you outside of this. And can you share what the best way would be to get a hold of you and follow along with your journey and maybe use your services?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. They can certainly email me at Monique@MoniquePearson.com. You know, I do have a website as well. It's MoniquePearson.com, and if they can find me on Facebook, that's usually where I'm hanging out.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here, Monique. I appreciate you sharing with us. I'm going to wrap it up. I have 4 points here. So if you haven't been taking notes, this would be a great time for you to pull your phone out, jot some notes down in your notepad, whatever that is for you, because here are 4 takeaways. These are actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live big. Number one, knowing that finding your purpose is a journey. Number 2, take action by growing in your awareness and knowing who you are, but don't get caught up in just learning or absorbing. Learning is not necessarily an action. Number 3, you get to decide what your purpose is and who you want to be. And number 4, do not judge your journey based on others' current destinations. Let where you are be a launching point for where you're headed. Good stuff. Good stuff. These are things that I want to continue to think on and maybe even journal about, Monique. These aren't things that are light things by any means. These are things to really think on. So I so appreciate you being here.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. It's absolutely always a pleasure when we get to sit down and chat. So thank you.
Of course. Listeners, thank you for being here today. I know you had a lot of options on where to spend your time, and I appreciate you spending time with us. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Dialed In. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.